So today is August, is it the 18th, you guys? 15th, I'm jumping ahead. August 15th, I think it's because I'm running on the 18th, it's in my mind. It's August 15th, 2012, and today we're doing lesson number 193, Heels Under the Pelvis number 3. And I'm actually going to combine today number 3 and number 4. So begin as we usually do, lying on your back, and take a few moments to just settle in to the floor, noticing how are you today on the floor. Starting up at the top of your spine, which you now know is up in the base of your skull, traveling down your neck into the area in between your shoulder blades, down to the mid and then lower back, all the way down into that area we call the sacrum. And just noticing what parts do you really sense and feel? What parts perhaps are maybe more raised away from the floor and that there's not as clear of a sensation? And then noticing how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor. And then noticing how each side of your pelvis is resting on the floor. How are your legs lying on the floor? And again, you're just simply becoming aware, noticing any differences between one side and the other. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Go slow enough so that you can really sense and feel the quality in which you roll your head to each side. If your neck feels a little freer to one side than the other. Good. Okay, so let's begin today by first of all bending your knees and bringing your feet to standing. And when you bring your feet up to standing, find that good standing position where each foot is lined up right underneath each sit bone. Okay, so you don't want your feet too far away, too close together, so you really feel like that they're standing. That's it, okay? And from here, begin to do the movement of tilting your pelvis. So we've all done this before, where you slowly begin to flatten your lower back, and then you come back through neutral, and then you're going to arch, I'll go back down, arch your lower back, which is the most important direction. And go slow. So the slower you go, you can really sense, are you able to move through your sacrum evenly? Or do you kind of tilt off to one side? And feel as you tilt your pelvis forward, right? It brings weight into the feet. This is just giving you a clear, that's it, idea. Good. Now, can you continue this movement? And as you arch your pelvis, bringing your belly forward, can you start to take your head backwards a little bit? So think of your chin moving away from your chest so that you start to lift the upper back as well. So your belly comes forward, that's it, D, and then even more, that's it. So that it's like you create a bridge with your whole back. So we're just gonna warm up to this idea since that's where we're eventually heading. So the more that you come to sitting on the tailbone, at the same time taking your head back, that's it, Elizabeth, so that you can, so see if that there. There you go. So that you get a big space underneath. That's it, even more, Andrea. So you can really trust, you can use your head. It's really strong. Yes. Yeah, to help hold that area up.
Sorry. I have to get this stupid in my head.
Yeah, it's probably best not to have hair things in.
Yes.
That's it. So, and as you continue to do this, you can even feel your elbows are by your side, and you can put some weight in your elbows. In fact, I'm going to encourage you to do that. Your arms still stay by your side, but there's a sense that there's a little pressure in your elbows that just help that chest lift. Good. Okay. Great. Let's pause for a moment from that. And you're going to now come up to being on your left knee and have your right leg standing. So we've done this before. And you're going to tuck the toes under of the left foot. And we're going to go back to moving inside and outside. And then from here, you're going to walk your hands as close as you need to, either in front of you or around that left knee, so that you can start to take your pelvis back. So think of your buttocks coming to sit on the heel and lifting the left knee, and you rock yourself back. And then you bring your knee back down. So you're really feeling, it's a very big motion here in your ankle. Good. And then let's change. So you're going to kneel on your right knee, and you're going to bring your toes tucked under. You're going to reach back and you're going to move that lower heel and leg in and out, bringing weight to the big toe and second toe and keeping all those toes curled under. And then you find a place to place your hands to support yourself so you can lift the right knee and start to sit it back so that the heel comes down and your butt comes on that heel. That's it. Excellent. Okay, and it's, you go very gradual. So I know for myself on the right side, I can't do this. I can't lower the butt down to the heel. But what's more important is that you start to take the heel backwards. That's it, Mary. So think of just that the heel would come back towards the floor, so that you rock through your ankle. Beautiful. Okay, enough of that, and go ahead and rest on your back. Okay, so we're going to come up again to your knees, this time being on both knees. And I recommend you place your hands in front of you at first and to get the toes tucked under. So you can reach back, whatever you need to do so that those toes are tucked under. Okay? And then slowly bring yourself up so that you're kneeling. And we're going to start with your right arm straight out in front of you. And from being straight out in front of you, you're going to lift your right arm up to the ceiling and have your head, eyes, and chest follow. And just feel how the left hand leans slightly on the left heel. But at the same time, what's real important is that you're pushing your hips forward. And then you bring the arm back down. So feeling this relationship of the pelvis and hips thrust forward as your arm lifts. And the more that you lift your arm, your upper body becomes very light. So you're not collapsing on your left hand and your left heel. And when you add a little pressure, you should feel the pressure go through the big toe and second toe of the left foot. And then you come back. So we'll just do this a couple more times. So you reach up with the right arm, push both hips forward, not one, so you're not rotated. And then you put a little pressure on that left heel that you feel between the left big toe and second toe. And you just go at your own pace. What's real important is not to twist. And then we'll try this with the left arm. So you're going to bring your left arm straight out in front of you. And you start to raise it. Again, your head and your eyes follow. Your hips move forward. And you lightly press your right fingertips, your right hand onto the right heel. Feeling weight between the big toe and second toe. And then coming back up again. And again, really pay attention that both hips go forward and lengthening that left arm up so that that lightens, that you're not collapsing the upper body onto that right heel. All right, so this is kind of the same movement you just did on your back when you were arching your back and coming onto the top of your head. Good. Now from there, let's bring your hands in front of you. Make sure those toes are curled under. And then let's see if you can alternate lifting one knee. Let's start with the right. And then can you lift the left knee? We're just going to alternate right now. And with this, you're going to feel a bit of a twist. And you may want to move your hands a little bit more to your sides and feel how you rock through the foot. Okay, so I'm not as interested that your bottom sits on your heel as much as that your heel is coming backwards towards the floor. And your knees can actually flare out, so you may even want to put your knee, your hands in between your knees. So again, find a place where you can make this motion, and you can even bring one hand back to get a hold of the heel so your heels are going back. Okay, enough. And let's go ahead and rest. Okay, so from here, go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, lie on your back. Yep. And let's just go back to doing that tilt of the pelvis very gently so that you flatten the lower back and then you arch the lower back. That's it, slow and gentle. And then adding in, just very slowly adding in that moment of taking the head back, right? Putting a little pressure in the elbow. So as the belly comes forward, that's it, Andrea. Your head comes back, you put weight on your head, weight in the elbows. That's it. So just keep on familiarizing yourself with that. Beautiful. Nice. Okay, so now from this neutral place, you're going to bring your right foot, your right heel, up to your right buttocks where you come up onto the toes, what we did before. So Elizabeth, you take your time. So Andrea, since you're new, what this is you pull your foot up like this and you're only on that part and your heel is under your butt. So now reach down to hold your ankle and lift up your pelvis in the air. So sit your butt on your heel. Yeah. So you want your right cheek to be sitting on your heel, except for you. Okay, everybody got that? If you can, and Mary, you too. So if you can reach down with your hand, that's great for those of you that can. And hold on to the ankle. Do you try to keep the ankle? Yeah. D, keep the ankle in the center. Don't let it roll out. So reach under with the left arm. So both hands are holding the top of the ankle. That's it. And start to move the heel under your butt a little bit to the left and to the right. Just go very slowly, okay? That's it. So move the heel left and right. Good. And now keep the heel in the center and move your pelvis left and right. And if you need to move your right foot a little bit further away to hold your pelvis up, do that. That's it. Okay. Slowly walk that right foot out and rest it. Yeah. Go ahead and straighten your legs and rest it. Okay, so let's come to bending your knees up again, feet standing, and you're gonna do the same thing with the left foot. That's it, so you're gonna bring it up, bring the left foot fairly, go close, that's it, but be careful, Elizabeth. So you're on those toes, and if your butt can sit on the heel, and then you're gonna move your heel in and out a little bit, and my preference is that both hands are underneath you holding the heel, or the whole arch of the foot, the whole foot, that's it. And then you're gonna move the pelvis, that's it, Elizabeth, left and right. So you keep the heel in the center and move your pelvis over it. And breathe. Okay, and let that go and rest on your back. I know that's where it starts to get a little hard. Okay, so go ahead and bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Cross your right ankle on top of your left. That's it. And get a hold of your right ankle with your left arm. Start to bring it towards you more. That's it. That's it. So really turn the sole of the foot, of the right foot, towards your face. So let's just work with that a little bit. And at the same time, you're pushing your right knee away from you. That's it. So turn the sole of the foot towards you. Really grab the toes and push that right knee away from you. That's it, Mary. Good. And now with your right hand, have your right hand and your left hand get a hold of your right foot. And begin to lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling and bend it back down. That's it. Nice, holding on with both hands. That's really good.
Are we still putting pressure on the right knee?
No. That's it. Just think of lengthening the leg, really lengthening and bending it back down. Good. Good. Okay, from here, let it go and bring it back to standing. And let's see how it is now pulling that right foot underneath your buttocks now again. So go back to, can you pull? That's it. Bring the heel up under the pelvis and just see how that is. And I really like what you're doing, Dee. So when you're in this position, and same with you, Tomoko, bring weight onto the elbows, right? So both hands are holding the foot. Bring weight onto the elbows. And can you lift your pelvis now a little higher, right? Think of taking your head back, right? That's it. Just with the one leg. So what starts to happen is your right knee jets forward in front of you. That's it, Andrea. But now come up onto the back of your head. There you go. Okay, let that go. Straighten your legs and rest. Just do it in real small increments. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and let's try now to bring the left foot, the left heel, back underneath your buttocks. That's it. And use your elbows a little bit. Take your time, Andrea. This is, I know, new for you, so they've been working on this for a little bit. Good. So really use those elbows. Nice, Mary. Use those elbows. That's it, Dee. Good. Okay, so come back down and now bring the left ankle on top of your right knee and start to twist the sole of the foot towards your face, pushing the left knee away from you. And just continue to think of the sole of the left foot turning towards your face. That's it. Good. And then get a hold of your left foot with both hands. And holding on, you lengthen that left leg up towards the ceiling and bend it back down. Good. And now bring that left foot back down to the floor and pull it up underneath your buttocks again. And let's see if that's become a little bit better now. That's a little easier. And as you pull the left foot underneath your buttocks, that's it, Elizabeth, go really carefully. Use your elbows to help thrust your pelvis up higher, coming slightly onto the back of your head. So then you start to feel how the knee moves forward. That's it, Tomoko. That's it, Dee. Beautiful. Lovely. Okay, everybody, let it go and rest. Really nice long rest with your legs long. Okay, so you're going to roll to your side and we're going to come back up onto your knees. Use your hands. And this time you're going to keep your feet flat. Okay, so you're just going to come up but not tucking your toes under. We're going to bring our right arm straight out in front of us. We're going to start to reach out and then lift up, following with your chest and with your head. Thrusting that pelvis forward. Now you really need to rely on that. You'll see the difference. And you're gonna slightly come to lean on your heel. So it feels like a much bigger drop. You know, when the heel is up, the distance has changed by a couple inches. So you really have to thrust the hips forward so you're not falling. And you touch the heel and then you come back to the start. Really thrust those hips forward. That's it. Right? Because this is what you need for the knees to be able to move forward in space, is to really think of thrusting that pelvis forward. That's it, Elizabeth. And touch the heel if you can, and then come back. I know it's a really quite a big difference when the top of the feet are flat. Kind of amazing. Good. Now let's change to the other side. So you're going to have your left arm raised up. Reach out and up. So it's like your chest is connected to your arm, your left arm. And as it goes to the ceiling, both hips again thrust forward, no rotating, so that right hand just comes back to touch the heel. Okay, so that there's no collapsing in your spine. So the chest has to lift out and up forward and the hips. And this is needed for the knees to be able to go forward. Okay? Now let's see if this is possible. And let's start with the feet tucked under. I'll go back to this. And let's stay with the left arm. So the left arm comes out and forward and you lean on the right. This is going to feel easy now. Mm-hmm. And then can you bring the left back? So can you lean on both? And then bring the left arm back up and around to bring you forward. So use your arm to move yourself in and out of the movement. So you reach the left arm up and forward, and then up to the ceiling, thrusting the hips forward, leaning the right hand on the heel, and then the left arm just drops back, your head is hanging back, then you lift the left arm back up to the ceiling and in front of you. And then we'll try it with the other side. So you're gonna start with your right arm out in front of you. You reach forward and up. And the more that you go up, the lighter you become. And it's effortless for that left hand to lean on the left heel. Then just allow that right arm to fall back and your head. And then reach the right arm back up to the ceiling to bring yourselves out of it. That's it. Right? And this really provides a lot of trust for yourself and safety when you do it this way. And the more that you can let your head go back, the oppositional movement is your thrusting forward in the pelvis. So the more that you sense you can thrust forward, the more you can let your head go. And this for you, Elizabeth, is key. Think about all the work that you do in your head and thrusting those hips forward. So the more you can do this, the more you can let go of the tension in your neck. Right? So for some of us, just this movement alone is a fabulous movement to practice. Okay, now, do we need a rest? Let's take a rest. Go ahead and rest on your back. Okay, so let's just try a little something. We'll interject here. I'm going to mix it up. Go ahead and bend your knees as you're lying on your back. Bring your feet to standing. And I would like you to start, so I'm going to give you the freedom here, to start with your easiest leg. So for me, it's my left. So pull the easiest heel under your buttocks. Get one under there and then the other. And let's just see if you can get both under for a moment. Use the elbows to weight bear on. That's it, Elizabeth, and that's perfect. Elizabeth, keep that distance. I want you to more think that your hips are lifted evenly than the feet being parallel. Beautiful. Use the elbows if you need to. That's it, and if you can come a little butt up on your head. And Andrea's doing a nice thing. She's using her hands to lift her pelvis if you need that support. Okay, my preference is that your hands are with your ankles. That's it, okay? So really eventually, okay, come down, rest it. Really what you want is your butt to be on your heels. Your back is arched, but your butt is still on your heels. So we'll try it one more time in a minute here. Okay, so let's bend your knees again. And again, you start with the easiest leg. We each have one that's easier to come underneath you. Use that one, sit your butt cheek on that heel so you're on the toes, right, the ball of the toes. And then you bring the other one. This applies to everybody but Mary and Elizabeth. They get to cheat a little bit because of knee surgeries. That's it. That's it. Now use the elbows for support and now use your head to lift your upper back a little bit. And start to sense how the knees move forward in space, right? Not up to the ceiling anymore. They're moving forward. Beautiful. Okay, come out of it and rest again. You're doing great, Andrea, because this is their third or fourth lesson working with this. So it's a very carefully designed series to be really cautious of doing this, to open the hips, knees, legs, feet, which is fabulous for running and hiking. Okay, so let's come back up to kneeling again. It's going to get a little trickier. Okay, so this time the feet are flat. I'm going to go back to the idea of bringing your right arm straight out in front of you, lifting it out away from you and up. That's when the chest lifts, the head lifts. And then you're going to lower down to touch that left heel. Then if you can, and again, it requires pushing those hips forward to take both hands back. If that's too much, you don't need to do it. You can just come to leaning on the one. But for those of you that can do this, you really have to thrust those hips forward and open the front side of your body. And then you come out the same way. So you use that right arm to take yourself in and out. And then we can go to the left side. Again, the same idea. If you bring the left arm up, sometimes one side's easier than the other. You reach forward and then up. And then you feel, as soon as your left fingertips are towards the ceiling, that right hand is on the heel. And only then, if you feel safe, do you bring the left hand back, and your head is all the way back to the back of the room. And then bring the left arm out by coming up towards the ceiling and forward. So only if it feels possible. If you want to go back to tucking the toes under, you can alternate trying it with the toes under and then the feet flat. But it's, for me, it's pretty amazing the difference. I mean, it's like a huge difference. It feels like you're just tipping over this extra amount than when the toes are curled under, right? So really so much of this lesson, this series is about, is opening this hip area, the hip, the psoas, the hip flexors, right? Good. Okay, then come back to being on both knees and tucking your toes under. And do you remember how I had you lift one knee at a time and then the other? Let's just see how this is. Just see if this is becoming lighter. And would it be possible, let's see, to bring your arms up in front of you now and lift the right knee and then the left knee? And then, could you lift both knees? And you can put your hands in front of you, but in time you can try to do it without your hands. Beautiful. Yeah, so let me watch you. Perfect, that's enough. And then do the other side. And think more of your butt going towards your heel instead of out. Yes, that you're going backwards. That's better. Backwards. That's enough. That's the perfect amount, Elizabeth. Beautiful, Dee. Backwards. Excellent. Yeah, so Tomoko, from there, can you take one knee forward? So be up a little bit. Yes. But not both. Yeah, like that. And now pull the other one up. Awesome. And take it back down. One, yes. There you go. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, enough rest on your backs. You guys are doing fabulous today. Okay, so from here, you're going to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, okay? And we're going to go back to, and everybody needs to be in charge of themselves at this point. I'm going to watch you. But you only do what's comfortable, okay? Don't do any more than that, okay? This we could work on for 6 months, so there's no hurry. You're gonna bring each foot underneath your pelvis. So start with the easiest one and then the other one. So both heels are under there. Weight bear on the elbows and take your head back. And if that is as far as you get, that's fabulous. Be happy with that. That's it, Mary. If you just lift up like that and take your head back, perfect. Okay? So for you, Tomoko, what you can work on now is driving these knees more and more forward. And then you could try one knee at a time, like how would one come, I know. How would one eventually touch the floor? And I'll show you guys what it'll look like. Okay? So from here, this is a place that you on your own can work with, of can you drive one leg a little bit more forward, the other. So can you think and come, Andrea, more on the top of your head? Yes! So the more you come on the top of your head, can you see how this is just where you were on your knees? Spatially, we've just turned you, right? But this is one of the fascinating things with this work, is when you change yourself relative to gravity, it completely feels different, right? So you do a little bit, there's no rush, and then you come out of it. Okay? Everybody doing good? So you stop when you need to, and then you can come back to it. So this is something you can play with on your own. There you go. That's it, Tomoko. So you can use your hands. That's it. Okay, good. Okay, so everybody rest. Yeah, and I'll show you what it's to look like. In time. You just keep working with it. So go ahead and rest on your backs. Give you a minute to rest. I can only do the one leg though. Okay, so go ahead and come up if you want to sit. Right, so you can watch. So you can have at least a visual. Then you'll say, it is really possible.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so you want to get those feet. So I can't do it on this right leg because of the right knee, but with the left side. So you're here, right? And you use your head, you can use your elbows, and you drive that knee forward. So in time, you can actually come all the way up to sitting and go all the way back down. So it is possible. Okay, so in time, Tomoko's very, very close, right? Okay, so think about, let's come one more time now back up to this position with the toes tucked under, right? Right, so do you see how close this is, right, to the same thing, right? And I really suggest if you're going to do this at home, you really add the movement of bringing your arm up straight out in front of you, reaching out, reaching up, leaning on that foot, and coming back. And you see Moshe adds in flattening the feet because that takes you even further. So that when the toes are curled under on your back, you can go further. Okay? But this is really to open up the front of you. You feel that?
Yeah.
You know, but you guys are doing fabulous. Now, so there's one last piece. This is the only piece from the next lesson, is bring yourself up to standing. And so think about from standing, how could you lower yourself down, like to squatting? How could you come down to squat and then kneel and then bring the knees back up and come back up to standing? So it's another way of coming down to the ground, right? That's it. Beautiful. Nice. Good. Okay, and go ahead and rest on your backs. And as you're resting on your back, really take some time to rest and to feel now, how are those shoulder blades resting on the floor? Your pelvis. Just feel how much length you have in the hip joint area, how your legs feel just long out from inside your pelvis. How do you sense your spine now? How open does your chest now feel? And then really slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, and just feel the sense of freedom now in your neck. Right, how much your neck and cervical spine gets freed up from all this pushing those hips and belly forward. And then just take another moment to enjoy resting on your back. And so we're going to shift gears next week, I think a little different direction, continuing with the pelvis and opening the chest up. So I'd encourage you to just play with this a little bit on your own. Encourage you to just take your time, do what's possible for you. Just the smallest amount, as I've spoken about before, is all you need. The slightest little change for you is wonderful. So I was very impressed today with the quality in which all of you honored yourself and went at your own pace. It was really lovely to watch. Okay, so saying that, take your time to roll.